Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country where hydropower is not just a source of energy, but a cornerstone of its bilateral relationships with its neighbors. That country is Bhutan, and its partnership with India on hydropower projects is a significant aspect of their ties. First, let's look at the latest development in this sector. Bhutan and the World Bank have signed financing agreements worth $515 million for the 1,125 megawatts Dorjilung hydroelectric power project on the Kurucho River, eastern Bhutan. What makes this significant is that the project will generate over 4,500 GWh annually, with approximately 80% to be supplied to India. Remember this number, 4,500 GWh, as it's a crucial aspect of the project. The commissioning of the project is scheduled for September 2031. Building on this, it's worth noting that this is Bhutan's largest public-private partnership, or PPP, hydropower project and its second largest hydropower project overall. But why does this matter? It matters because it showcases the growing collaboration between Bhutan and India in the hydropower sector, with India being Bhutan's largest buyer of hydroelectric power. Now, let us turn to the key specifications of the Dorjilung project. The project is located on the Kurucho River, which is in eastern Bhutan. It is essential to understand the geography of the region to appreciate the project's significance. The Kurucho River is part of the Brahmaputra Basin, which is a vital waterway in the region. Crucially, the project involves significant players, including Tata Power, India's largest integrated power company. The World Bank, through its International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, or IBRD, and International Development Association, or IDA, is financing the project. Bhutan is an IDA-eligible country, meaning it is a low-income country that can access concessional financing from the World Bank. The $515 million financing for the Dorjilung project is a mix of concessional IDA credit and IBRD loan. It is worth pausing here to note that the World Bank's role in South Asia's energy sector is significant, and this project complements India's contribution to regional hydro development. The project is a testament to the growing energy diplomacy between India and Bhutan. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Dorjilung hydroelectric power project has a capacity of 1,125 megawatts. The project will generate over 4,500 gigawatt-hours annually. Approximately 80% of the power generated will be supplied to India. The commissioning of the project is scheduled for September 2031. The World Bank is providing $515 million in financing for the project. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key terms to remember are Dorjilung Hydropower, Kurucho River, Bhutan India Hydropower, Tata Power, Drick Green Power Corporation, World Bank IDA, PPP Hydropower, Brahmaputra Basin, Neighborhood First Policy, and Energy Diplomacy. These terms are crucial for your mains preparation, and you should be able to connect them to the broader context of India's relationships with its neighbors. With this background in place, let us look at the implications. The Dorjilung hydroelectric power project is not just a significant development in the hydropower sector, it also highlights the growing partnership between India and Bhutan. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is strengthening its ties with its neighbors through energy diplomacy, which is a vital aspect of its foreign policy. In conclusion, the Dorjilung hydroelectric power project is a significant development in the hydropower sector, showcasing the growing collaboration between Bhutan and India. The project's impact will be felt not just in the energy sector but also in the broader context of India's relationships with its neighbors, highlighting the importance of energy diplomacy in shaping the country's foreign policy.